problems. So I got home early today. Air conditioning's been out. Flipping. Humidity's been like 110% here. When the hell did we have humidity in California? What the fuck, man? It's been horrible. Air conditioning went out 2 days ago. You know, me and my wife were like two women. You know, hot flashes, anger, friggin', you know, the heat just killing us. We're melting. We get next to each other. We're about 90 billion degrees. Yeah, it's horrible, man. You know, there's nothing like having thyroid issues as a man. Next thing you know, I'll be friggin' having a hysterectomy. Jesus. Yeah, so what's up, y'all? Y'all. Stupid. Anyways, what's up, y'all? Yeah, man. August 1st, 2022. It's been a minute, man. What is up? I've been busy. So our studio, everybody got to go to a couple of little vacations and stuff, and we've been covering over there, but everybody got sick, so everybody tried to just kind of stay away and mind their B's and Q's, you know, and yeah, so haven't got to use the podcast room like I wanted to this summer, but I will. Plus, it's 9,000 degrees, and that podcast room has no ventilation. You can hold your breath for like 20 minutes. You can do a podcast. Yeah. So hopefully me and Abel will get back in there. Go ahead and revisit us on Black Belt Collective Podcast on YouTube. Check it out. Quarantine with Gary and Abel. I don't even know. We have like 10 different names. So find us on there. We have some great guests. Looking forward to getting back to the guests again. What else? So about a month and a half ago, I got to go on my buddy Alton's, YouTube, channel. What's Brew? Alton Hitchcock. I did his little video, vlog. It's called Beer with Alton. Had a great time. Enjoyed a nice Mexican beer. Really hitting off with Alton. The guy's super sweet. Super good guy. You know, I think he's actually got a voice to do this podcast stuff. I'm all about production, so I'm learning how to do this because I want to have multiple podcasts, but, you know, so hanging with him, got to get a little taste and got the bug back in me. Been just working super hard, so I haven't been able to sit down, but hopefully I'll have him on just to share the collaboration, man. Really enjoyed being on there. It was a ton of fun. Talked about high school. But it was even better after, man. I got to connect with an old friend. It was amazing. You know, it's always fun. What else, dude? Check this out. What would you do? My fucking old man meets this lady about 6 months ago, 7 months ago now. I guess falls in love and is now married. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure how I feel about that one, but I've only met the lady twice. First time was her asking me if I wanted a cookie at my nephew's baseball game. Second time was hovering over me at my dad's house while I was trying to clean it out. Because he's moving out to go live with her. Yeah. Not very good. Not bueno at all, man. She rubbed me the wrong way. Just to say. You know, I don't want to go on this platform and have a meltdown. It's kind of why I avoided. But I gotta put my voice out there about this. If you're married and you're 70 years old and you become a widow, do you get married? Just saying. Okay, even better. you find a woman that wants to be your friend, maybe give you some nookie, hook up with you, shack up with you here and there. Would you get married? Fuck no, I wouldn't. Pretty much my wife would, I think she would say the same thing. Man, she'd be like probably leaving a mark and, you know, whatever, but not getting married. Just could not understand it. My dad just blew my mind on this, and I don't know. Tell me what you would think. Send me a message, man. It's bugging me, and always trying to figure out my, you know, I get it. Be happy. Your dad's finding a companion. I get it. I get all that. But with that being said, 6 months getting married, I mean, I don't know. That just, I sounded desperate to me, but that's me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just venting and letting you know how I feel, but hit me up, man. I'd love for you. You guys can leave me a message or send me an email via Spotify or Apple Podcasts or even Anchor. And let's have some conversations. I don't know how you would feel. Maybe I'm thinking about this all wrong. Maybe I'm being the spoiled brat and not appreciating. But, you know, if you know my dad, I mean, true story. My dad is, he's funny. Kind of oafy. We're sitting here one day. And, you know, he had a little bladder issue right after my mom passed. And, Gabby finds something by this chair. She goes, "Oh my God, Gary, get over here. What's on this chair?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, he shit on the chair. He must have shit on the chair." I come running in, me and my youngest son. And no, he just left his piss bottle next to the chair. She was livid. And she's like, "Doesn't that just blow your mind? Doesn't it?" I was like, "Yeah, kind of. But I thought you were going to say shit the chair. But that's nothing. Piss bottle, sorry." That's my dad. Yeah. Crazy, huh? Yeah, the summer's moving on. Moving on. It's kind of been a long summer because of this. But anyways, got to go out the other night and celebrate my older boy, Andy. He proposed to his girlfriend, Michaela. What's up, Michaela? You know, they've been going together now 7 years. And there's always been a lot of turmoil in my family. We've always had a lot of drama. I don't know why, but we have. But I'm very happy for them. They seem to be happy. Seem to be living good life. So that makes me happy. That's all I ever want, is my kids to be happy. Good careers and be happy. Now, if he was a shitty dude and did shitty things, I wouldn't be happy. But he's a good kid. So extremely happy. We hit the recess room over here in Fountain Valley, California. Never been there. Good vibe. Kind of bougie for me, you know. I'll take a Sizzler steak anytime, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm old-fashioned. Yeah. Had a good variation of a beef dip. Gourmet beef dip. It was good. Couldn't complain. Old-fashioned was tasty. Light, definitely had a nice orange flavor without having the crisp bite of whiskey, so it was good. Either cheap or good, I don't know, I'm not a big whiskey guy, but yeah, pretty good, man. You know, I've never been, a guy who like, I'm super beer guy, or I'm super cigar guy, or, I'm super, whiskey guy. Never been the alcohol guy. When I was younger, I guess I could have been a weed guy. But even as I got older, I just don't enjoy it. And an occasional gummy here and there, bomb. But, yeah, I've never been that guy. So, having a good old-fashioned, my buddy Abel turned me on to old-fashions. And I drink them whenever I get a chance. But I've always been a beer guy, a lager guy, some dark beers. Modelo Negro is one of my favorites. Guinness, definitely good. Tequilas, I had one too many tequilas growing up. And it kind of spoiled my taste for tequila, if you know what I mean. Once you've taken tequila too far, there's not a lot coming back, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I'll hit up a margarita every once in a while, but... Whew, tequila bite. Ay, ay, ay. Am I getting this old? So, I can't remember if I talked about my buddy Elton. Did I? I'm getting old. Having a boomer minute. Son of a gun. I don't remember. Well, let's talk about it again. Because I don't do cuts and I don't do a lot of splices. I just kind of go by the seat of my pants on this podcast and talk what's on my mind. Go check out my buddy Elton's YouTube channel. What's Brew? Alton Hitchcock. Beer with Alton. Had a great time. I'm pretty sure I already talked about it. Just thought I'd throw it out there again. And, yeah, so... Peloton alert. Slowly but surely, me and the Peloton have been breaking up. Yeah. Yeah, the pandemic, me and my girl were almost an everyday thing. Now it's coming down to twice a month. It's like an old couple. There's nothing like going to the gym, throwing weights around. I missed it. So it's kind of been into my Peloton time. But I still love it. I think the concept of the Peloton bike is amazing. Peloton, you had your chance with me. Sponsor me. Just saying, just sponsor me. I talk about you every podcast. Yeah. What else is new? Yeah, my youngest son, he's doing good. The wife, she's being her wifiness. What else? Yeah. That's about it, man. I'm catching up with you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. I know it's been a minute. Thanks for putting up with my drama and my bullshit. Love you. We'll see you on the next go-round. Hey, if you can't get enough of me, check me out on Instagram. I'm GaryH72. On Facebook, I'm Gary Hernandez. And also Fat Guy Problems Podcast. On TikTok, I'm Fat Guy Problems. And you can find me on Twitter. Hit up my Instagram, hit up everything. Hit likes, give me a subscribe, and let's do this, man. Let's make this new year great. And, stay up to date on what's going on with Fat Guy Problems. Appreciate you. What's up? You're looking to do some self-defense, maybe get in some, physical fitness. Maybe you just want an intro to martial arts. Come check us out. We're at Black Belt Collective Krav Maga in Huntington Beach, California, 21571 Surveyor Circle. Our phone number is 714-536-7007. Tell them Fat Guy Problems sent you. You can also find us on Instagram at Black Belt Collective Krav Maga and on Facebook at Black Belt Collective Krav Maga. Lot to say right there. These guys better be paying me something. Oh, yeah, let them know Fat Guy Problems sent you. Get a week free. Let them know Gary sent you, and maybe you get a t-shirt free. I don't know. I'm just saying shit now. Whatever. Peace.